Zuma feels that the ANC that he joined has been taken off its historical mission. And what he has been doing is to fight against what he considers to be the ANC of Ramaphosa, not the ANC that was started by the likes of Saul Plaatje, the ANC of Mandela, the ANC of Oliver Tambo. To that extent, there are many people who agree with him. That is why his party did so well to reduce the share of the vote of the ANC during the last election, even though the party was mere 6 months old.
Let's say, even if the ANC wanted to accept Zuma back into the party or the organization, can they do so when Zuma is the leader or the president of a new political party?
No, I don't think they would, because if they were to do so, they would be undermining their own constitution. Their constitution is very clear that the ANC will work with its alliance partners, but it will not work and tolerate any of its members to work with any other party that is competing with ANC for power. And in this case, the MK party is a party that is competing and contesting power with the ANC. So there is no doubt about the issue of misconduct. But what Zuma is doing is just wanting to prove to be an irritant, but an irritant that forces the ANC to start looking at its own processes and to look at his arguments. And when they allow him to do so, there'll be matters that he's going to raise that will challenge the political integrity of the current ANC. So he's doing this to be simply a nuisance that has a particular value, to say, can you look at your leadership? Is this the leadership that is true to the historical mission of the ANC? Or is this a leadership that is captured by white capital?
One of the arguments he's making is that his expulsion was illegal because he was not given a physical hearing, rather a virtual hearing. Do you think that stands?
Well, that stands because procedurally, unless if the ANC decides to say, this is how we're going to do it, if the ANC's regulations are very clear that it must be a physical presence, there's nothing that should have prevented the ANC from hosting this in person. But what they were trying to avoid is to avoid the multitudes of supporters that will go to the ANC office to support Jacob Zuma. So the ANC is more concerned about an expression of support that Zuma commands.